Good morning. It's Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan,
I'll give you a phrase and
you give us your thoughts this morning. The House GOP tax plan.
Well, it does appear that they are trying very hard to get this thing passed by Thanksgiving. There are all kinds of problems with it, not the least of which is there is still some question of the deductibility of state and local taxes. So you can deduct your property tax, but not your state tax. Some people feel this is double taxation, and people from the blue states are raising hell, and they're saying, I'm not going to vote for it, including the Republicans, because they know it's a death knell to their reelection prospects if they do. On the other hand, they do things like get rid of the estate tax, which is popular among many people, even though it's ridiculous because there's already a $5 million exemption. They're going to make it much higher than that. They are, for the sake of convenience, and keeping the old top rate only for people who are making more than $1 million. And it doesn't stop there. It goes on and on. There are all of these trade-offs. Basically, when people are told they're going to get a tax cut, they believe it. Most people aren't sophisticated enough to really draw back the drapes and take a look and see what's going on. And while the rich will make out, businesses will make out, well, like bandits, there is a sense that, you know, this is the kind of thing that makes the economy grow. And so I think there's a shot that they'll make it. I think they put some things on the table so that they can trade them away when they need to in order to get this bill passed. I think it's sort of 50-50-ish right now.
Death penalty or no death penalty? The mayor of New York City says let this week's suspect in the terror attack in New York, Saifullo Saipov, rot in prison for the rest of his life, while, of course, we talked about President Trump calling for the death penalty and the complications of that.
Well, of course, you're right. We've talked about this before, the idea that the president of the United States injects himself into an ongoing judicial trial is going to be something that the defendant's lawyers will raise, and they'll say he can't get a fair trial. Look, David, you and I had a program with Mario Cuomo for years. You know, he would make these arguments, let him rot. The only thing that he'll hear for the rest of his life is the toilet seat coming down. It is a conundrum for a lot of people. You know, if somebody gets the death penalty, you know, they're there, they're done, it's over. It's almost too kind to the person who is getting the death penalty. There'll be a lot of people who disagree with that. However, I think if the population could vote on torture for this guy, they'd vote torture for sure. Daily torture. You know, the implications of the Mario Cuomo approach is that it's torture to be in a cell not seeing anybody 23 hours a day like a caged animal. I think the real thing to watch out for here is the kind of sympathy we have for the victims of all of this. They're not coming back. It's disgusting. And this guy says he wants a picture of ISIS in his hospital room, and he's going to be unrepentant all along. I think it's terrible. And whatever is toughest on him is okay with me.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen out. President Trump announces Jerome Powell in.
Well, David, that's an interesting one because clearly Powell is an adherent to the same philosophy that Janet Yellen had. He wasn't going to put anybody in who had been appointed by a Democrat. But you know, David, this is the first time in modern history that a chairman of the Fed doesn't have two terms. And it is pure and vintage Trump, not giving anything to anybody who he perceives as an opponent. And he knows the economic system is working, so he appoints somebody who is Yellen-like, if not Yellen.
Finally, Alan, Proposition 2 on the ballot coming up next week has to do with pension forfeiture, and we see the Siena poll finds overwhelmingly 82% supportive.
I did not need the Siena poll, you know, for that. And what I want to know is where's the other 18% coming from? You know, somebody steals and all the rest of it. And then the best lukewarm argument they can come up with is, what about the dependents? Well, those dependents have been living off the fat of the land, too. I hate the idea of taking somebody's pension away from a wife who may not have known and doesn't deserve it, or children, or even a husband in some cases. Nevertheless, you know, I don't think there's anybody who has any sympathy for this, and it will pass overwhelming. As there are other things, if these guys in the legislature would allow it and they put term limits on the ballot, it would pass overwhelmingly the same way. But of course, they're in the business of self-perpetuation. That's the way it's going to be.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, listeners, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.